Yeah, we actually had the case discussed there at the meeting today of a lady who's actually received a fine for illegal dumping, and when under investigation she had actually got somebody who had advertised online their services for waste disposal, and it turned out that the rubbish was dumped. The lady provided the information to the council, and they're investigating now the actual number and the disposal service, but it's something that has to be done. You know, there was incidents there in Barnesmore Gap this week as well, where there's industrial levels of illegal dumping done. This isn't just somebody stopping in their car and throwing a bag into the boot. This is, you know, people large scale dumping. It's in vans, you know, and it's something that has to be done. So we've asked the council to maybe publish the list of regulated waste disposal services in Donegal, and that's something they're going to look into. And we're just going to get people to contact the council when these people advertise on their buy and sell sites, whatever, for waste disposal, just to make sure that they are regulated, and if not, that it's taken down and action accordingly.
Because it's not really fair on residents who might ring up these rogue telephone numbers and then they basically have to pay the fine and they're the victims really in all this.
That's the big one. Like, it's instances maybe where somebody's getting their house done out or whatever, like, you know, like everyone else, they're trying to get it done as cheap as possible. They're looking to get the waste disposal done as economically viable as possible. What's happening then, these people are undertaking the genuine waste disposal services, and they're dumping them on back roads or in country lanes, and it's something that has to be eradicated as soon as possible. There's huge emotion about it. Now, I've got a number of calls since I raised the issue out in Whitehall and Glen Sully, and it's something that's, you see it on social media every day of the week.